Hospital officials announced they will investigate last night's septic train fire. It happened on the Wilmington-Newark line in Delaware County. The fire fully engulfed the first car where it is believed the blaze began. About 325 passengers were aboard. They were later transferred onto shuttle buses that took them to all the train scheduled stops. No injuries were reported. Discontent with Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman boiled over this week. Protesters in Pittsburgh and Harrisburg called out Fetterman for not doing enough to challenge President Trump. Fetterman, the only Democratic senator who traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, has been practically alone in the party for his willingness to consider Trump's plans to take over Greenland and the Gaza Strip. Fetterman's supporters say he's trying to work with Trump to get things done, just as he would with any president. In case you missed it, the Eagles are in the Super Bowl this weekend. But remember earlier this season when there were chants to fire head coach Nick Sirianni and Sirianni responded to the crowd? Dr. Joel Fish, Philly native and director of the Center for Sports Psychology, says that was not a good idea, especially in this town.
That doesn't play well in Philadelphia, I don't think, because Philadelphians have dealt with this reputation for so long that we're unruly, this or that, where it's really rooted in passion and caring.
Whether the Birds winning a second Super Bowl title will quiet criticisms of Sirianni once and for all, well, that remains to be seen. Mostly cloudy and breezy in Philadelphia, 44 degrees at 306. This is 90.9 WHYY.